Greg and Kiki Webb are well-known local musicians who live in the Hackensack, Walker, Leech Lake area. They perform together as Dancing Light. Recently, they were part of a group of 25 musicians who gathered online to produce a song and video to raise our spirits during the COVID-19 pandemic. They're on the phone with us today to tell us more about it. Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
Kiki, let's start with you. We think of you and Greg as longtime Minnesotans now, but you both came here from Florida. Tell us about that musical connection to Gainesville.
I was born and raised in Gainesville and played music there my whole life. But the Gainesville, Florida music scene has always been just a hotbed, thriving, you know, incubator of talent. And all of the people who appear in this video were part of that music scene in some profound way in the past. So it's been amazing to reconnect with all these guys.
And Greg, tell us about the song. What's it called? Who wrote it? And why?
The song is called On the Other Side. And it was written by our good friend Bob McPeak. He was—he really wrote the song for himself initially, just because he was really, really worried about what was going on with the pandemic in our world. And he was inspired very much by the frontline workers in healthcare and other frontline workers that were, you know, sort of defending us. And then he felt to just reach out and create it online, as you know, so much music has gone online now.
Yeah. What were your roles in this video, each of you?
We both lent vocals and, of course, video that to accompany the vocals. And we recorded at home in our home studio situation and then sent those tracks to Bob.
Now, we've seen, and Katie and I were talking earlier, we've seen some of these video productions with music online, and it looks like, oh, yeah, you just sing along with this music, and it all turns out, well, is it? It's got to be harder than that, right? I mean, what was that like?
Well, our part was really easy. Where it got challenging was for Bob McPeak, who was the audio engineer, and of course, who wrote the song, and then Robert Rothschild, who did all the video wizardry. So they're getting clips from like all over the country from these musicians, and they're having to take this, you know, collection of musical clips and video clips and somehow sort that all out and make it into a beautiful and cohesive whole.
Yeah, that right. Just sounds very hard. And now, I'm kind of also wondering about you two. And, you know, you're performing musicians and that's what you do. But now we're in this pandemic. How are you coping with that?
It's been a challenge. And we don't seek gigs anymore. We don't look for places to play. We put out one little video from home that we recorded one song and sent it out. We haven't done much more than that. We're a little traumatized, I'd say, a little, you know, sort of not functioning at our normal level of, you know, mm-hmm. It's a strange thing.
Yeah, it's good that you still have each other to make music with, right? I mean, do you still do that as much if you're not performing out?
We talk about it like every day. It's like, oh, we've got to play some music tonight, or, you know, let's get out the guitar, and then it doesn't happen.
Oh, man.
I mean, it hasn't been happening. We've just had so much. Well, one of the things we've been doing is Greg built this beautiful new garden bed for Mother's Day with trellises and all this. And now we've got 14 garden beds. So we've been planting our plants and watching them grow and, you know, trying to provide more organic produce really for ourselves here at home, so we don't have to go out into the world as much right now. But, you know, this is a hard time, and we're really all just trying to sort this out together and figure out ways to keep connecting and just deal with the, you know, the feelings of of, well, fear and anxiety and anger and hope. There's a lot of hope, and I think that that's one of the things about this beautiful song that Bob wrote in this video is it's so hopeful.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell us some more about this video. There's visuals, obviously, because it's a video. What can you tell us that, you know, we're going to play the song here, but what are we not seeing when we're listening?
There were people, like, these videos and recordings came in from Tennessee, Illinois, Nevada, New York, California, Florida, and Minnesota. And so everybody shot on whatever equipment they had. Some had very nice studio setups, and some were done on phones and tablets. And they recorded their vocal parts. And in some cases, like our case, we did the video after we had recorded, and you know, just were doing that on an iPhone. You know, then all that went to Rob Rothschild in Florida, who then put all the video images together, and it's all based on the initial track that Bob recorded of his voice and guitar. So there's a timing. That's where the timing comes from in putting it all together. And then there was a little, I'm sure, manipulation of, you know, making sure that everybody was you know, look like they're singing at the same moment.
Well, I want to say that when I saw the video, there was one image that was kind of striking to me. And I don't know who's who on this video, but someone was playing the guitar and there was someone else outside of the window looking in. Do you know who that was? Or
yes, that's Bob McPeak, the songwriter and main guitarist on the tracks. That was him in his studio. And outside the window is his wife, Nancy. And Nancy, except apparently at that moment she must have set the camera up, but she had shot most of the video of Bob for herself, and then she went outside the window for that scene.
So indicative.
I love that scene.
Yeah, it just is pretty striking. Kiki, as we listen to this song, can you tell us what to listen for and where you guys are in it?
You know, this was done by so many amazing musicians. So every moment of this video is a gift. It's really just one of those magical moments, you know, of alchemy when the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. And Greg and I, we were going to do two things. We were going to do the first verse and chorus, which they had asked us to do here on our patio in the morning, because the first line of the song talks about early morning. And then we were going to go do the whole song all the way through out at the lake. And we got to the park and opened the door. And how fast were those winds going, Greg?
Had to be it was probably 20-mile-an-hour winds, and it was very cold.
Freezing cold. So we're just in the first part of the video.
Okay.
How many? And, go ahead, Kiki. Sorry.
Oh, but Greg, the first person that you see on the video playing guitar, the opening shot, which is a beautiful shot, is Bob McPeak, the songwriter, in his studio. And then the first singer to sing a line is Greg, so you'll all recognize Greg there. And then I'm in the chorus, I think, in a group of six, a shot with six people. And then I think Greg is blended in there in some other places as well.
Well, I can't wait to play this on the radio. So is there anything real quickly that you'd like to add?
You know, I want to put in that one quote here from our good friend David Beatty, who is one of the project co-producers. He in the video is sitting near a little Swan Lake in rural Florida and singing and playing a bowed psaltery. But he said, "For so many people, music is an essential business. Music comforts, inspires, and lifts our spirits, even connects across political barriers and cultural divides. I believe we've done that with this song."
Thank you so much for talking with us this morning, you guys. That's Greg Webb and Kiki Carter-Webb, who performed together as Dancing Light. You guys have a great day.
You too. Thank you, Maggie.
Nice chatting with you.
Yeah, good to hear you.
And here's the song, "On the Other Side," performed with Band Together.
since the clock's been set ahead. The dawn is lost to shadow, and I should be home in bed.
And I wander through this quiet world, adrift in isolation,
looking for a ray of hope in a desperate situation. But I
line up.